Hello and welcome to 7 Days of Gaming, the biggest stories from the last week in the PC gaming world. I'm your host, Alex Pace, and this episode covers the week from 12th to 19th of January 2017. We've got Gabe Newell, AMA, Half-Life 3 doomed again, massive Overwatch ban, Windows game mode confirmed, and a graphics haul for World of Tanks. Let's get to it. Yet another source has come forward to say Half-Life 3 and Half-Life 2 Episode 3 will never be released. An anonymous but trusted Valve employee says both projects have been started multiple times but have always hit a wall before completion. A team of between 30 and 40 people were working on an iteration at one point before it was dropped. They also said Episode 3 wasn't sitting right with Gabe Newell and other people at Valve. In other Valve news, Gabe Newell did an AMA on Reddit and has released some juicy tidbits of information. Valve is developing at least one fully-fledged single-player game. Newell is not ruling out a new game in the Portal/Half-Life universe. Source 2 is continuing to be used as the primary game development environment at Valve and being made available to the broader dev community. Newell also wants the entire company to eventually be working with the same engine, making it likely that CSGO and Team Fortress 2 will be moved over at some point. Multiple VR products are in the works. The Portal and Half-Life movies are still coming, directed by J.J. Abrams. The biggest issue with Steam, according to Newell, is customer support, but Valve is also doing something about it. Since the last AMA, the company has increased support staff by fivefold, introduced refunds and a new ticketing system, and increased response times and quality. Future plans include adding more native language support and further improving customer experience. Valve does listen a lot to the community, but prefer to communicate using updates and adding functionality rather than something like a blog post. He likes his steak medium rare, and his favourite Valve games are Portal 2 and Dota 2. Blizzard has banned over 10,000 Overwatch accounts in South Korea to try and combat the use of DDoS attacks on individual players. The practice, known as nuking, is unlikely to have been stamped out completely, however, as the game is the most played title at internet cafes. Microsoft has confirmed the previously rumoured game mode for Windows 10, saying it will optimise your PC for increased performance in gaming. There has been no comment yet on how it works exactly, and Windows Insider testers will be able to try out the feature in the coming weeks. It will also not be restricted to games from the Windows Store, and should work with nearly every title. The mode is part of the creator's update for Windows 10, which is coming sometime around mid-year. ZeniMax and ID Software have responded to Oculus and its parent company Facebook's statement in relation to the current court proceedings, claiming they have substantial evidence that Oculus obtained trade secrets through a former ZeniMax employee and that Oculus has destroyed evidence to cover up the fact. Oculus had previously stated the case was wasteful litigation. Hidetaka Sueri-Suhiro, the developer of Deadly Premonition, has announced he won't be returning to former studio Access Games and has instead started a new studio, White Owls. He says he will still be making the same kind of games, this time without the influence of a profits-driven publisher. He described his future projects as weird, scary, dreamy, bizarre, and funny. A report into the recent Mirai Botnest DDoS attacks has found a mafia-style racket occurring in the lucrative world of Minecraft server hosting. Successful Minecraft servers can make upwards of $50,000 a month, and several small companies have arisen, hiring out their services to protect against DDoS attacks. Some of these companies have launched their own attacks against servers using a rival company in an effort to lure them into signing a contract with them instead. They were also hired out by servers to make attacks against other servers, both to cause them to lose income and to annoy players enough that they would move to a different server. The head of one of the companies is also suspected to be the author of the Mirai botnet and has posted the source code online to increase the spread, damage, and frequency of the attacks. Crytek's free-to-play shooter Warface and the unannounced Warface 2 has been acquired by Russian internet giant Mail.ru, with the money reportedly being used to pay staff after salaries became up to 6 months overdue. Mail.ru already publishes similar games including Revelation Online, Armored Warfare and Skyforge. Crytek will continue to be the developer and inter-regional esports events are in the works. In game release and update news, Black Desert Online will be receiving the Margoria expansion on the 25th, adding underwater monster hunting, treasure seeking, ship construction, over 100 new quests, and guild v guild naval combat. The latest revealed game mode for Halo Wars 2 is Blitz, which combines RTS and collectible card game elements and will have a beta period from January 20th to 30th. Players can earn 2 in-game card packs by playing a game during the beta, and the final game will launch on February 21st. Auditorium Duet, sequel to the musical puzzler Auditorium, has been cancelled. The game was deliberately only partially funded by a Kickstarter in 2012, with the rest of the money intended to be made by doing smaller side games and client work. Backers have been given the partially finished game along with some early prototypes and music. JRPG Le Grand Legacy has secured external funding and will be running a second Kickstarter after its first attempt. The new Kickstarter will be aiming for £40,000, and those who backed the first run will have to pledge again. Quarantine is a turn-based strategy game from developer Sproing, where you must research and defend the world against global contagious outbreaks. The game is inspired by real-world science and endemic response, with a randomized element to ensure every round is different. The game enters early access on February 9th. Adult Swim's latest game is Rise and Shine, a run-and-gun romp through video game history. It combines elements of arcade shooters, bullet hells, and puzzle platformers to make something the developers are calling a think-and-gun. The HD remake of 1997 town-building game Constructor will release on February 28th. Rather than playing as a city's omnipotent mayor, you are a construction worker who must build and maintain estates for an English town council. You compete with other estates, hindering their progress with, or being hindered yourself by, various thugs, hippies, skinheads, and chainsaw-wielding psychos. Has-Been Heroes is a new game from Trine developers Frozenbyte, and is a roguelike ARPG about a fading band of mercenaries who must escort the kingdom's princesses to school. It boasts hundreds of different spells and items, and is due this March. The PC port of WWE 2K17 is due on February 7th, with just over 3 months after the console release. The game comes with 136 playable wrestlers and a number of game modes. Massively popular MMO World of Tanks is set to receive a major graphics overhaul, with a new lighting system, improved water physics, and a general rise in graphical fidelity. The 2010 game will also get an improved matchmaking system, something which has been a sore point for the community of 110 million players for a long time. Wargaming is also publishing a third-person special forces game, Calibre, which will attempt to occupy the same territory as Counter-Strike. Weapon customization looks to be a big part, along with accessories like night vision cameras and special helmet visors. The title will be free to play and is being developed by the Russian 1C Game Studios, makers of the IL-2 Sturmovik combat flight sim games. Battle Crew Space Pirates closed beta will run from the 19th to the 22nd of January, allowing players to try out the 2.5D multiplayer platformer. The game currently features two different game modes and centers around groups of pirates, each vying for chests of gold. The game will then enter into early access at the end of January, when new maps, skins, and content will be added. Turn-based tactical team combat game Atlas Reactor has moved over to the free-to-play model. Current owners will still have access to all the in-game characters, and new players can purchase a premium upgrade or grind their way to unlocking everything. The title previously experimented with a buy-to-play business model and an extended demo with a rotating lineup of characters. Pit People, the turn-based strategy game from Behemoth, has entered early access. The title is stacked with quests and has an interesting mechanic where you can't decide exactly which enemy your heroes will attack, meaning your party is not entirely in your control. Titanfall 2 will be introducing a new game mode, restricted to pilots only, as well as two new maps exclusive to that mode. The games will be 6-on-6 best of 5 rounds with no respawns. The update, which also adds a new Colosseum map, will be free to all players and as of yet has no release date. League of Legends will be receiving a sandbox mode, something which has been requested by the community, in particular hardcore players, for years. The mode will allow players to better practice map-specific strategies away from the pressures of having other players be reliant on you. Riot Games was initially hesitant to add a sandbox feature, saying it would add to the already prevalent toxicity and abuse players receive. They also wanted to make playing League of Legends the best way to learn, as opposed to spending most of your time in a practice environment. Yet another Warhammer 40k title is on the way. This time it's tactical, turn-based RPG Necromunda. Developers Rogue Factor also made Mordheim, City of the Damned, which was less than fantastically reviewed, but had the beginnings of something good. Fans are hoping this new title will take on some of the lessons learned from the game. Following on from his horror game, Home, Benjamin Rivers has announced Alone With You as his next release, coming February 9th. The pastel-toned, pixel-art interactive drama centers around the last survivor of a doomed space colony and includes themes of mystery, tragedy, puzzle-solving, and melancholy. Political theater sim Real Politics will release on February 16th, allowing you to take control of a nation-state and keep it afloat both economically and militarily. The game will allow you to tackle both real and imaginary problems and issues and play as a democratic, authoritarian, or totalitarian leader. We Are Chicago is a narrative game about a young man growing up in the eponymous city, set in a tough neighborhood on the South Side. The protagonist must deal with issues of family and violence. Some of the developers were also raised in the same place in Chicago and conducted interviews with the people living there to help shape the game. The title will release on February 9th after 4 years in development. In esports news, movie firm Lionsgate has invested in the Immortals team, which specializes in League of Legends but also participates in Super Smash Bros., CSGO, and Overwatch competitions. Lionsgate compares the investment to the early days of the NFL and NBA, saying they are building a strong esports foundation and the whole thing is an evolution of sports, technology, and media. Lionsgate also developed a reality TV show about Halo 5's competitive scene last year. Philippines team TNC Pro have defeated Denmark's Cloud9 in the World Electronic Sports Games Dota 2 Grand Finals, winning $800,000 of the $1.5 million prize pool. 24 teams competed across the whole event. Another win for the Philippines came from Hearthstone player Uniel Stas-Jovinas, beating Swedishman John Westberg in the WESG World Finals, taking home $150,000 with 15 other players competing. South Korean TY has beat fellow countryman Maru in the StarCraft II WESG final, winning $200,000 and fending off 23 other players. French team NVS have taken home the CSGO WESG Grand Final, beating Polish team Kinguin. They won $800,000 and 22 other teams competed. Lastly, the League of Legends European Challenger Series qualifiers are running this week, with 12 teams vying for a place at the EU CS Spring Split. And the top 10 sellers on Steam this week were Astroneer, CSGO, The Forest, H1Z1, King of the Kill, GTA 5, Wallpaper Engine, Watch Dogs 2, Civilization 6, Rust, and Planet Coaster. And my favourite story this week is that the developers of Prison Architect are now technically war criminals. The paramedics and ambulances within the game, until very recently, displayed the Red Cross, a symbol that is internationally protected by the Geneva Convention. The cross is not in the public domain and may not be used for commercial purposes, with the Red Cross Foundation saying video games have a huge reach and could falsely give the opposite impression. It has a specific use for the wounded and sick during armed conflicts, and is protected from misuse to preserve the strength of its message. Introversion Software have since changed the color of the cross to green, but are concerned that a charity organization is spending a portion of its donated budget on hunting down indie game developers and making them change very minor parts of their projects. You can become a patron of the show at patreon.com/7daysofgaming. Get snazzy rewards and perks in return for everything you donate going towards improving quality and equipment. Whoever signs on before we reach $20 a month will enter into the Hall of Fame, where you can have two links of your choosing displayed on the website. Thanks a bunch for listening to the episode. You can check out the show at 7daysofgaming.com and sign up for email updates. You can also follow us on Twitter at 7_D_G and leave a like on the Facebook page. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboom, TuneIn, and basically every other podcast service you can think of, and YouTube, where the show is quick and easy to find if you don't have access to your usual podcast device. Any kind of feedback is welcome. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes and say what you think about the show. And please do share the show around to anyone that you know who's interested in PC gaming. There will be no episode next week as I am on holiday, so thanks to Rocco W for the music, and see you on the 2nd of February.